Gavin's Den is Wrecking Ball Radio.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than being a couple on our love fail list. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I am joined by Joe Curry.
Hello.
Pip Hewlett.
Hi, everybody.
On the show, one of our faves, the annual Valentine's Day show where we count down the biggest love fails of the year and we battle it out to determine the three biggest fails in the debate. And if time allows, we're going to do some of our own personal love fails from our own history. I feel good about this one. I'm going for the sweep. I'm throwing the gauntlet down. I feel like I got some good contenders.
You're always going for the sweep.
But sometimes I don't feel as strong about him.
No, I know, but you bluff well.
It's not a bluff. It's just honestly how I feel. Joe, do you feel good about yours?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the enthusiasm we were looking for. All right, I will start us off.
Okay.
All right, our first contender for third biggest love fail of the year.
Okay.
Dateline, June 30th, 2016. It has to be from last Valentine's Day to this Valentine's Day. Those are the rules. After a hard night of drinking, 26-year-old Leslie Mills returned to Ocala, Florida home. Of course, Florida. It's not really one of these lists unless Florida's involved.
I think we should just have a Florida fails.
You know what? That's not a bad idea. Maybe we'll do something like 50 states.
Ooh.
That might be interesting.
Fails from all 50.
Yeah. We might have to do that. We'll just battle out for like one for each time. That might be a regular
segment.
Yeah,
it could be, yeah.
What do you think, Joe? More work for us? Anyway, so 26-year-old Leslie Mills returns home. She woke up the victim, whose identity and relationship to Mills is unknown, but they're together.
Okay.
And began badgering him for sex. Badgering him for sex. She's drunk and she's in the mood. Let's go. He wasn't interested. And when she wouldn't let up, he moved out onto the couch to sleep. But she followed and straddled him, refusing to take no for an answer.
Right.
The victim then hid in the bathroom and locked the door. Sometimes you just don't want the boondang.
He probably just went to sleep. It was like, leave me
alone.
He's
not going to sleep in the... What, are you sleeping in the tub?
I don't know, but it was like she's just being relentless.
According to police...
Yes.
This is where business picks up.
Uh-oh.
Mills allegedly went and grabbed a hatchet. Mills allegedly forced her way into the bathroom and came charging at the victim. But he somehow managed to wrestle away the weapon with which she appeared to be preparing to strike him. Mills reportedly bit the victim during the struggle. He ran outside and called 911, having just experienced the worst unwanted booty call of his life. When police arrived, Mills was reportedly sitting on the front steps of the house with her in her bathrobe. Mills was arrested and charged with felony aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and misdemeanor domestic battery. She was released on $5,500 bail. Couple things here. First of all, no means no, ladies. No means no.
Come on.
No means no.
Now.
No. No.
I want it. No. Come on.
She has no respect for boundaries.
Yeah.
She's so drunk. So you know that when she's swinging that hatchet, it is wild. There's a lot of uncoordinated swinging going on.
A lot of sheetrock's got to be fixed.
Look at Joe thinking of the construction. That's Joe's biggest concern. The resale value of the home.
Lately?
Yes. And you know, if you're sitting on the porch in your bathrobe just waiting for the police, you have no pride.
You really don't.
And how much of a sewer monster does she have to be for the guy to prefer the hatchet over the booty? That is my number three candidate for love fail. Joe?
Alrighty then. My candidate is just recently, Till Death Do Us Punch, a ritzy Manhattan wedding rehearsal dinner descended into a brawl after the groom's parents objected to a toast on the eve of the couple's $325,000 nuptials.
Damn!
At the Pierre Hotel, according to a lawsuit between...
Mar-a-Lago was booked.
Yeah, between warring would-be in-laws. At some point during the chaos, the seething bride gave her betrothed an ultimatum. Make a choice, me or your mother, according to the source. Apparently,
can I have both?
Are we talking about just for the honeymoon?
Nope. Forever. Yeah.
Oh, mom's a little worn out.
Yeah. Apparently, he chose his mom.
Sloppy seconds.
Funny. Apparently, he chose his mom because the ceremony was canceled. He sued his bride, and the father of the bride sued his would-be in-laws. The bride's mother said that the ultimatum never happened, but on October 28th, 2016, the night before, Bradley Moss and longtime girlfriend Amy Bruzer...
Bruzer?
Bruzer!
Bazura.
Oh, damn.
Bradley's parents and Robert and Wendy Moss hosted the meal at the Blue Water Grill in Union Square. But the parents took offense as the bride's brother, Adam Bruza, was about to make a heartfelt toast and a video tribute, says the Manhattan federal court suit filed by Amy's dad. Robert Moss, 65, inexplicably and angrily declared that Adam was not allowed to speak at the dinner and then growled, "Do you know what I could do with to you?" the suit claims. He threatened to kick Adam out, and the events began to escalate. Wendy Moss, 60, began arguing with Adam and the groom's brother when the brother, Michael, slugged Adam in the kisser. The wedding was off, and now they're all suing each other. The Robert Moss, owner of Long Island Pipe Supply, which happens to be one of my customers.
That's why this story made it.
A little personal touch.
Yeah.
You're not that far removed from insanity.
Yeah.
It's you knew that already.
So plumbing supply. It really is.
It's so plumbing.
I've never heard that phrase before. It's so plumbing supply.
If you were in the business, you're, as the owner of Long Island Plumbing Supply threatened to toss his son from the business and cut him out of the will if he went ahead and married Amy, the suit claims. They changed the locks on their apartment so Amy could not get in.
Oh, my God.
And in a romantic death blow, Bradley, 32, sued Amy, 27, for the $125,800 engagement ring he had given her. The case is pending, but neither of them appears to be pouting.
Can I ask questions?
Yes.
I'm a little confused.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Now, was this... Everybody seems to be suing everybody, but wait... all this stuff happened at
the rehearsal dinner.
Oh, okay.
The brother of the bride wanted to go and make a speech.
And they said no.
And then it escalated where the
family fight.
Yeah, the mother of the groom got very upset and all hell broke loose.
And then it's you pick her or me.
Right. And I know some a friend of mine, one of the people I work with, has a friend, because you know the fan, that were there, and said it was the most unbelievable thing they've ever seen.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Well, they weren't hanging out in Florida with a hatchet, so they haven't seen everything.
Yeah, so basically that's $125,000 for the ring, and what they're splitting on the affair, which was $89,919 that the father of the groom was supposed to cover, and the remainder of that wedding was to be covered by the father of the bride. So it is a very ugly love fails and a very expensive one as well.
Pip?
Wow.
Unless you have anything to add to Joe's.
No. Man suspected of having sex with a van. This happened in August of 2016.
I feel like these happen every year.
Hold on. Did he get Van Ariel disease?
I actually didn't see that one coming. You drove that one home. Good point.
Neither did the van.
I figured I'd be pulled aside after the show.
No. I know it was an automatic, but I completely missed it.
All right. Slipping, boy.
Like a clutch.
Funny. Give me that one.
This is Man Loves Van, Man Loses Van. Talk about being up in someone's grill. A man in Dayton, Ohio is facing indecency charges after a witness reported seeing him attempt to have sex with the front grill of a van parked in the street.
That's not even the tender parts.
No, I know.
No.
Like, did you immediately think tailpipe?
Well, you know what? He knows what he's packing. He might know that the tailpipe's just got too much space.
Well, you flip up the gas flap.
Go on.
You got that, you know?
But tell us from your experiences.
No, I'm just...
Do you do that tenderly, or is it
no,
rough?
No.
Do you turn on romantic music on the van's radio, Joe? Oh, that reminds me. Damn it.
Oh,
keep going.
Okay.
Ooh, you said a curse.
I said damn it.
Mm. Yes.
I say a lot more under my breath.
Officers responding to a call Tuesday evening found the suspect, 35-year-old Michael Henson, wearing only a pair of black shorts and black shoes, according to NBC41.com, which cited a police report. Henson was taken into custody and put in the back of a squad car while officers spoke to a female witness. She said she saw Henson pull down his shorts and then put his genitals into the front grill of a red van parked on the side of the road. When the suspect passed out... When the suspect passed out in the front yard near the van, the woman called police. Henson woke up and was walking before police came to the scene, according to the Dayton Daily News. Officers who questioned him said he appeared to be intoxicated. You don't say. Police contacted the owner of the van, who allegedly said he was unaware of any incident or any love between man and van. Henson was booked on public indecency charges and taken to the Montgomery County Jail, where he remains on $2,500 bond until his arraignment on Wednesday, according to the Dayton Daily News. Now, here is a man in love with a van, and his love was unrequited because apparently he didn't get to finish the act. He passed out first. I think that...
Well, the van can go all night, or at least until it runs out of gas.
I don't know if the van was even on, but apparently he didn't need that to happen. I think that this is a spectacular love fail because he didn't get to perform his act with the van successfully. And he really, it's probably not going to go any further since there was police taken on that account.
That was a fantastic story.
All right, we'll figure out number three when we come back. Who's got the number three love fail? Don't go anywhere. Back, you listen to The Den. We're doing our annual Love Fails Countdown for Valentine's Day. When we last left, the three of us had our number three contenders. Joe's was a rehearsal dinner that went wrong and could be very expensive, suing for six digits each party.
Yes.
Pip, man loves man finds van, man loves van gets towed away. And I had the worst booty call ever. Whore comes home, man sleeping, whore straddles man. Man runs for his life. Whore gets hatchet. Cops come.
Wait a minute. At least somebody did.
Yes, exactly.
Huddle on. Woo.
Listen, I don't even think this is close. I think I got number three. I really do. I mean, a failed booty call when he's living with you and you can't even close the deal. So who has a hatchet lying around?
Everybody does in a garage. Yeah.
For just such an occasion?
Well, no, for cutting firewood.
Or other wood.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, even in...
Oh, wow.
You know.
Yeah. You're in any kind of relationship. You know, there's going to be times where it's like, not tonight, honey, I have a headache.
Yes, but that doesn't lead to hatchet.
Not
that doesn't
usually.
Lead to man running all over the house and the cops coming, and you sit in your bathrobe like it's just another Wednesday. I mean, is there an argument on this? Come on.
I don't even think so.
Okay, thank you, Joe. All right, I got number three. On the board, baby. On the board. All right, Pip, give us your contender for number two.
Okay, let's see. This is, woman requires emergency surgery after sex toy mishap.
Ooh, is this love? So it's a love fail with a toy?
Yes, yes, okay. And a boy.
Now I know why you were fine with the story I was talking about earlier.
Yep. It's okay.
Okay. Toy and a boy.
Toy and a boy. Okay. This was from October of 2016. A British woman misplaced a sex toy before realizing it was lodged inside her backside, still vibrating.
You know, listen, that happens. The phone rings.
And so does your behind.
You know what? I've lost remote controls that way. I understand.
It'd be a good Duracell commercial.
No, Energizer. And going.
Going.
You just see
going.
The little pink rabbit pop out. Stick his little head out with the cymbals and go back in like a whack-a-mole.
He was able to do a full Tom roll on that. Very good.
Tom roll?
No, Toms.
Toms. Drums.
Drum talk.
Forcing doctors to perform emergency surgery. Emma Phillips.
Well, you can't let that wait. Can't walk that off?
No.
We got to go right in.
This story actually happens to have photos of the young woman get in a hospital again, giving a thumbs up before her surgery.
I thought you were going to tell me this story has a happy ending.
I think it kind of does.
Okay.
Emma Phillips, a 24-year-old student teacher from the town of Wallasey near Liverpool, was getting busy with a boyfriend, Lee Miller, 29, on Saturday morning when they couldn't find their 7-inch-long vibrator.
Listen, I mean, things get crazy. You leave things around the house. How many times have you lost a pair of socks?
You know, I often lose my keys. Long.
I just know I need to start looking in other places. Honey, bend over. I can't find my sneaker.
It's not in the drawer.
Honey, cop a squad. I think my keys are up there.
Can you poop out my keys?
I got to go to work. Oh, this is going to require
it
the hose.
It was fun, but you knew I had an early work day.
Could you bang your ass against the fridge? I need to get the remote start going.
I want to get the seat warmers going. It's chilly out there.
A little to the left. A little to the left. There you go.
Girl. That's why you're my number one boo.
Funny.
She pressed on her stomach and could feel vibration, according to the Sun newspaper.
That's more than
in
7 inches.
Yeah. We were looking around the bed in case it had fallen out, Philip said. When I leaned on my stomach.
Okay, hold on. I'm not one for things up the butt, but I would think, how wide is your butt where things are just slipping out?
Yeah.
Or, no,
that's usually something you feel.
No, or slipping that far in.
No, but they knew it was in, but they're like, well, it just might have fallen out.
They weren't sure where it was. How?
I'd be afraid to take a poop.
The way you're looking at me like I led the search, I don't know. What do you want me to do?
You might have. Yeah, you are with your little inspector's hat, like you're
with
a miner.
Flashlight and dogs. All right, we'll find it.
Sure. Dogs don't want to sniff.
Come on, boy.
They had an amber.
Yeah, yeah, mutt. All right, we'll figure it out.
They had an amber alert for this thing.
I think I got that on my phone.
That's funny.
Wait a minute. It's not amber alert. It's not a silver alert. It's like a pink alert. Anyway, we were looking around the bed in case it had fallen out, Philip said. When I leaned on my stomach, I could feel it vibrating. It was stuck low down, and at one point, it was even wedged behind my hip. So I'm thinking,
what
is
she got, a crawl space in there?
I
don't understand.
I do not understand the biology going on here, the anatomy.
It doesn't make sense.
The anatomy does not make sense. Well, first of all, this is a huge love fail. This poor guy is dealing with, she's got a 7-inch long sex toy that he's in competition with.
Yeah, but he might have 8. You can't speculate.
I am. The second thing is, she's so big that she lost it in there and couldn't tell, and just she could feel it vibrating through her stomach. Third, she can't feel anything unless it's vibrating on her stomach. So what the hell has been lodged up there before? What else is in there?
Many of things.
And
really? Was it a treasure chest?
Could be.
Probably. Yeah, it was like...
Arr, look what we got in here. Arr.
A booty in the booty.
A booty in a booty. Arr, parrot, look what we got. A lot in there, a lot in there, a lot in there. Arr.
Polly, want some toilet paper?
And now this is such a fail that she actually had to go to the hospital and have it taken out surgically.
Right?
I think this is a huge fail.
Okay.
Oh, look at him. Stacking his little papers together like a news
It's the
reader.
Evening news.
It's the evening news. This with Dan Rather.
Dateline, October 13th, 2016. A man in South Dakota has been arrested for severely beating a woman during a domestic argument and using a pair of scissors to snip off her nipples, court records state. That's the look. That's the look from Pip Helix.
Oh.
Mouth open, clutching boobs. That's what we're going for.
I am clutching my bosom to my bosom. I'm protecting myself with my arms right now.
You and your little
damn
sex toys. Those kids were having fun.
Oh.
Anyway, I go on. Sioux Falls police arrested Tony Ledbetter, 45, and charged him with the vicious attack on his ex-girlfriend, 39-year-old woman, whose name has not been released.
Thank you.
Police say Ledbetter severely beat the woman, slammed her head into the walls of the floor, tried to choke her with his forearm, and stuffed her the corner of a blanket in her mouth like she's Linus. They also say he grabbed a pair of scissors and mutilated the woman's breast during the attack.
Oh.
Soon after the attack, the woman broke free and ran outside to flag down help to call the police. The victim is in a local hospital, but no information on her condition has been released. Police spokesman Sam Clemens said, the really disturbing part is he went and grabbed some scissors and sat on top of her and used the scissors to cut off her nipples.
Oh.
He's pleaded not guilty and faces $250,000 cash bond. Okay, a couple things that we should go over here.
Must we?
Yeah. Anybody that can lose their temper and hit somebody, but it takes anybody could do that. Act of passion. I've smacked Pip around a couple times.
It was passionate, though.
But it takes a special type of crazy to beat them, find scissors, sit on them, and then cut off their nipples.
Damn.
I don't even know how you can sit on somebody and position yourself properly to cut off the nipples.
It's really difficult to do that.
And do we all agree that these must be some pretty long nipples?
No, if you pull hard enough, I'm sure you can get enough material out there. No.
Oh, sure.
Come here. Nowhere near the nips, thank you.
And if you're lefty, do you have to use the scissors with the green handle to cut off the nipples?
No, those are kind of like just for like, you know, construction paper and big white.
Well, they
paste.
Don't teach you nipple cutting in our class, Kelly.
Well, what school did you go to? No.
That's my contender for number two. Joe?
Ow.
Husband keeps wife captive, tortures her in front of their two-week-old son. Hmm. A Georgia man is being held without bail after he allegedly tortured and raped his wife just 2 weeks after he gave birth to their son.
Wait,
he
whoa.
Gave, whoa, whoa.
She gave birth.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were burying the lead.
She gave birth. Aaron Uchtel has been charged with aggravated battery, false imprisonment, and cruelty to children, according to the Fulton County Jail records. It's not clear whether he entered a plea. His wife, Prosper Ortega, has been hospitalized, obviously, in serious condition after Uchtel stabbed her, beat her, poured scalding water over her ears, and tried to gouge out her eyes, according to the family.
But he failed?
No.
That's important to know.
Yeah.
He tried?
He tried.
Anybody could try. I want to do her.
Her mother, Fawn Ortega.
I'm goal-oriented. There's no participation trophies here, Joe. You with your snowflake wants a trophy for trying to gouge out the eyes. Gouge out the eyes, damn it!
Her mother, Fawn Ortega, posted a series of horrific photos showing her daughter's injury, saying Prosper wanted people to...
By the way, lousy Instagram account to follow.
Yeah. To see that her ribs were broken. He beat her ribs and breasts, saying her milk was useless and she was worthless. He tried to blind her so she could not see her baby. He tried to make her deaf so she could not hear her crying after her. Prosper Ortega was stabbed in the chest and leg, her mother said, after she was unable to reach Prosper. For several days, she forced her way into the daughter's home to find her being held captive. The 23-year-old new mother will need multiple procedures for her injuries, and there is a GoFundMe to pay for her medical bills. Prosper had tried to escape by climbing out the window, but Uchtel grabbed her and dragged her back inside, where he tied her to her bed and cut off her hair, her mother said.
Well, that's it. All right, we will figure that out. Who's got the number two when we come back? We're having a great time at other people's expenses during the Love Fail show. When we last left off, the three of us gave our candidates for number two. Pip had a missing sex toy and a booty.
Yes.
I had a case of a beating with the added cherry off the top of the nipples being cut off.
Snip, nip.
Snip, nip. And Joe just had your run-of-the-mill beating with some boiling and some eye-gouging attempt.
Run-of-the-mill. I'm sorry. That was brutal.
Yeah, all right. Let's figure this out. First of all, your story's cute, Pip.
Yeah, but it's not. Yeah, it was cute, but it's no. Or intense beating.
So you're out.
Yeah, I know.
So now it's between me and Joe. A ferocious beating versus a ferocious beating.
Yes.
The question is, I think the creme de creme of Joe's is the attempt of the eye gouge.
Yeah.
Or my nipple. Now, by clipping of the nipples. Now, just from the visceral reaction of you.
Yeah.
Grabbing your boobs.
Yeah.
I think I got this.
I just did that for Valentine's Day for both of you guys.
Thank you.
You're
now
welcome.
Jump up and down.
Yeah, it's Valentine's Day. Yay!
I think I got the more heinous love fail and the creativity.
I disagree.
I think you would.
I disagree. I think he tried to blind her. She couldn't see her baby. He tried to make her deaf so she couldn't hear him him crying for her. He broke her ribs. Also did this in front of the child.
No, the child's not going to
But still, he did this in front of
the
child.
Well, you don't have time to get a babysitter.
Oh, my God. That now I just heard about nipples being cut off and a heinous beating, and you are the worst part just now than those two things.
You just met this guy.
I'm just bringing practicality into it.
Oh, God.
Both had heinous beating. Remember, my guy beat the crap out of her, too.
I understand, but there's more heinousness in mine.
I don't know. You cut off nipples. You cut off. Those are the fun parts of the boobs for the girls, Joe. They like them.
And you weren't a surgeon. Now the thing is, I think that because of the baby watching? Baby can't remember it.
Oh, what, I don't know. You don't know.
What do you remember from 2 weeks old?
It's the 2 week old baby, but it is the intent that a child was.
But that's
there.
Not what she's not getting to.
No. I'm getting that there's the baby there, and he tried to like make he tried to beat her up so badly so that she couldn't like attend to her child. But he tried to catch her eyes, and he beat the tar out of her.
There's no participation trophies in Love Fails.
But just the,
Joe would not want a participation
trophy. But the mental assault,
the
too.
Almost blinding.
Joe, both of them are mentally assaulted. I don't think anybody's walking away from this. Well, that was a bad night. I mean, yeah. Both
let me just go make Pop-Tarts.
But she was
fine.
Beat. Her ribs were broken. She was beaten the breast when he said her breast milk was worthless.
He threw hot scalding water on
her.
Yeah,
but well, this guy slammed her head into the wall, tried to choke her with his forearm, stuffed a blanket in her mouth.
You know what? I almost want to call this a tie.
All right, this is what we're going to do. Pip, you get over there. We're gonna demonstrate on you how the, you let us know.
You're finally contributing to this show. What a brilliant idea.
Get up there. Get in the garage. Get the stuff. Okay. All
right. I got it right here. I got the scissors over there. I got the blanket over there. I'll go warm up some water in the microwave. We'll have some fun.
All right.
You're right. This should be a video show.
She should decide.
Yeah. Excellent point.
Wait,
let me give our child to watch.
Wait, now, how do they have to
now,
by
how
beating
do, how do we judge that? Like, do we have like a meter of
when she passes
decibel,
when she passes
a decibel
out.
Meter
decibel
to see how
meter
how loud
screams.
She screams in pain.
Really?
Yeah. So
is it unanimous or the usual?
I'm saying. Well, all right, what we're babbling about right now is that we do have a chat room during. The portion that is recorded.
The show's live, people. You listen to a replay. Let's move on.
Yeah. So during the live portion, we do have a chat room going. The chat room's going with Joe's
story.
Yeah.
Is it the usual one that has to be nice to him because she's invested?
Yeah.
That doesn't count. That's the
score. No, it's not.
Of course it is.
No, it's not.
Michael Flynn thinks that President Trump's a wonderful man.
Well, you know what?
Trump gave him nesting dolls.
I kind of think it's a tie. They're both
fine,
so brutal.
Fine. We'll go tie.
They're both
we'll
so brutal.
Do you accept tie? Do you accept the tie? Fine. I will accept the tie.
I call tie rather than me being tied up and beaten.
No. That's not off the table.
No. we still got more to go.
Yeah, we got a show.
It's on the floor, against the wall, it's down the basement stairs.
Tie?
Yeah.
Last one when we come back. Going to continue our Love Fail countdown as we try to get down to the worst Love Fail of the year. So why don't we have Joe start us off.
Okay. Woman flees husband in Muscat after rape, torture.
And what? Muscat?
Muscat is a town.
Oh, I thought it was something she was wearing.
No.
Or a car.
A 26-year-old woman fled from her residence in Muscat after sustained violent sexual assaults by her husband. The woman, a Jasagawahi resident, reached Mumbai on May 26th.
Oh, India, they're good for some good abuse.
Yes, and rushed to Amboli police station to file a police complaint against her husband, Amjohad Javani. Allegedly,
Javani. I didn't see that.
Javani. Alleging he would rape her and force her to have unnatural sex, which caused her severe spine ailments.
What's unnatural sex?
They don't specify, but it's unnatural.
That means sodomy, usually.
Oh, thanks for being the expert.
No problem.
Really. But it caused her to have severe spine ailments, because of which she had to be hospitalized on multiple occasions. The victim, now at a woman's shelter, did not approach her own family as her parents threatened to kill her.
She had the old Scully blows.
Yeah. Her parents would threaten to kill her if she let them down in front of her husband or in-laws.
I didn't know she was doing it in front of a live studio audience. No.
Really?
Laugh track going.
It was applause. That was Joe.
Applaud. Yeah, you're taking it like a champ.
Come on.
Is there like a warm-up comic for that gig, Joe?
Yeah, really, some warm-up.
Use the hips.
Hey, who here's going to be sodomized?
Table five. She got engaged to Amjad in 2014. He would keep talking about sex and other things in an outrageous manner. So she decided to call
off.
So she decided to call off the engagement. But his parents convinced her parents not to cancel the wedding and promised that he would mend his ways after the wedding. So she got married. The same night, he raped her repeatedly.
This is 2014, though.
Yes, but
all right. So that's not allowed for this.
But part of the story. But
right, I understand that. But the rape before the allotted period really does not care. I don't care.
Okay. But he used sexual supplements and sprays and would not listen to
supplements.
Yeah, supplements.
Like things that either to keep him going longer.
He cares. He's a giver.
Yes. After a few days, she left her in-law's residence and returned to her maternal home, but her father and stepmother did not pay heed to her plight and asked to return to her husband, fearing their honor.
When was this?
This was during this year.
Okay.
They said that they would not let anything besmirch their dignity in society and that it was my duty to be with her husband. When they tried to convince them, they threatened to kill her if she did not return to the husband. The woman said in their statement to police that Amjad returned after a month of his job away in July and tortured her sexually and mentally despite her complaints of poor health. She suffered a slipped disc and doctors advised her to avoid physical stress. In September, Amjad took her to...
You don't believe in editing.
I'm reading the way that...
I know. Come
in
on.
September, Amjad took her with him to Muscat, and he stayed in a rented apartment. He assaulted the victim sexually very often and forced her to have unnatural sex, which due to her condition deteriorated and left her bedridden. The victim is presently residing at a woman's shelter in Amboli and looking for a job to start a life anew.
That's awful.
That is awful.
Pip? Not much fun there.
No. We're
doing a show, are you?
Yeah, really. That
I mean, where's the entertainment value in yours?
No, there's none. It's stupid. It's not supposed to be.
But it's a show. You get a little flair, a little verb.
Yeah, a little flair.
Yeah, come on. Yours is just depressing.
Yeah, I mean, wow. He screwed her limp. You know,
well, like. I know like that.
Or,
oh, no, that's
dolls don't include are not included.
If you didn't stutter, it would have been excellent.
Not even limp. Not even limp. Like unable to walk.
Yeah, every man dreams of that.
Every man brags of that, but not many succeed.
This guy's a hero.
So, who goes next?
You go next.
Okay. Cops say Chelsea Berry and Jared Pryor posed for selfies with dead friend. Let's say authorities in Southwest Missouri say Chelsea Berry and Jared Pryor posed for a selfie with the body of a friend who died from a drug overdose. Berry and Pryor are charged with voluntary manslaughter and abandonment of a corpse in the death of 30-year-old Dennis Meyer. The pair was taken into police custody on Wednesday after a tipster alerted police to Facebook photos that allegedly show Berry and Pryor posing with Meyer's body, police said. He appeared certainly to be deceased, Newton County Sheriff said. According to a probable cause affidavit obtained by the Smoking Gun, Berry told police she was hanging out with Meyer on the night of August 21st when he injected himself with a painkiller, Dilaudid. Chelsea stated that Nathan shot the Dilaudid up into his vein and started acting crazy by pulling his penis out and saying strange things. Well, I've had dates like that. That's not a big deal. Berry told police Meyer's bizarre behavior made her nervous, so she called Pryor, who met up with them a short time later. Berry, according to the affidavit, said she hung out with the in the parking lot of McDonald's restaurant while Meyer passed out in the vehicle. The trio later drove to a convenience store, at which time they allegedly checked on Meyer and discovered he was not breathing. Berry allegedly told police she was afraid to call an ambulance for Meyer because she and Pryor were high on meth and Xanax. Instead of getting help, the pair posed for a selfie with Meyer before moving his body, and then because he smelled bad, and then they looked for a place to dump the body and left it in somebody's driveway.
Was Meyer in a relationship with any of these people?
She was in either a relationship with the guy that died shooting up, or the guy that she called to come over and help her out.
It doesn't feel like our love failed.
I don't feel like a love failed either.
Right. Yeah,
you're not
no.
Oh, all right.
So
on.
When we come back, me versus Joe. Don't go anywhere.
All right, we are trying to figure out the biggest love fail of the year. Joe had the story where the man was abusive and was so abusive that he ruined her back.
Yeah.
And the family didn't care.
Yeah, really. They were more concerned with the family honor than her
family.
I feel
like that's like a Mother Father's Day fail.
No, it's not.
Yeah, that's the part that really disturbs me. The parents like, you're embarrassing us.
But it was a love. It's a love fail.
I'm disturbed about the guy doing her until she has a slip disc and she can't get out of bed.
Well, you haven't been with me now.
Exactly. Yes, Frank.
And then Pip had like the Weekend at Bernie's story.
Yeah.
Which we really didn't establish any love relationship there.
I figured that one guy or the other was her boyfriend.
Yeah, that's the problem. You figured?
Yeah.
But it wasn't in the story.
It wasn't that parent.
Addie
okay,
made
fine.
That number one. So, to you. My contender for number one.
Uh-oh.
You ready?
Yeah.
St. Louis, Missouri. A 43-year-old woman was arrested this morning by the St. Louis Police Department after she tore off her husband's genitals with her own teeth as an act of vengeance for alleged infidelity. Joe's stone-faced planning his defense and Pip has the proper reaction.
Oh, God.
She told police that she spent many hours sharpening her teeth.
No.
And now I got Joe, too, just laughing.
No.
With nail file over the last week in order to make the castration easier.
Oh, does she make herself her teeth look like that guy in what's the name of that We're Not Gonna Take It band?
Twisted Sister.
Yeah.
We're Not Gonna Take It band.
You know.
Hey, it's that We're Not Gonna Take It band.
Yeah. You know how he sharpened his teeth? Yeah. Like fangs?
Yeah. Okay. She finally put her plan into action this morning and began by tying her husband's hands and feet to their bed, pretending that it was part of a sexual game.
Oh, yeah.
In an astonishing feat of jaw strength.
I've been told that.
She then cut through her husband's genitals with her teeth.
Like
a pit bull with a chew toy, I tell you.
The mangling that's been going on tonight.
Tearing his penis and testicles from his body.
Oh.
She then left him there, severely bleeding, to go in another room with the residents and smoke drugs.
No.
It's
time to unwind.
Yeah, sure. Smoking cigarettes is pedestrian. After you bite off a man's junk, you deserve something special.
You want to relax with a little meth.
Which is what was her drug of choice.
Of course. Of course it was. Because who else sharpens their teeth to rip off the penis and testicles of their husband?
Right. The victim, 46-year-old John Maurice Anderson, was fortunately able to untie himself in a matter of minutes and called 911 before he finally lost consciousness. The police and paramedics arrived a few minutes later, rapidly arrested Miss Anderson and transported her husband to the St. Louis University Hospital.
I wonder what they did with Exhibit A.
Yeah, where did John go?
And Exhibit B.
Yeah.
When the officers arrived on the site, the victim was naked, unconscious, and covered with blood. Police chief
John
Belmore hasn't been like that.
I call that Sunday.
The accused was sitting on a couch, smoking crystal meth. With her face and clothes full of blood. She immediately confessed to castrating her husband, screaming, I've been his D off! You gotta be proud of your act.
No kidding.
Over and over again, bragging about her crime.
I mean, you know what? Just own it.
She
does! Yes.
I love it. Christina Anderson will now face charges of first degree domestic assault and attempted manslaughter, as well as possession of drugs and drug paraphernalia. However, she will have to undergo a complete psychiatric evaluation before her trial can begin.
No!
Her husband was put in an artificial coma and remains in critical condition, but the doctors watching him no longer fear for his life. He will remain hospitalized for at least a week, but the damage to his genitals is permanent. That will necessitate some serious reconstructive surgery.
No, you think?
All right, now here's my point here. This is not an act of passion or losing one's temper in the heat of the moment. This was planned out. Anybody can cut off a penis, but it takes a special type of person to put a dirty D in one's mouth and go for the gold.
Oh.
The cops show up and she's just chilling with some meth and bragging about it.
I did it. I bit it off.
And once you've been caught cheating, don't you almost have to take oral treats off the playlist for a while? Because he was caught cheating. That's why
How did I miss that part?
Yeah, I didn't say it. I mean, because, like you kind of know payback's coming, so you should probably...
You don't expect that, though.
Well, since he cheated on her, does he have to give her a pass and call it even?
No.
That is my number one contender for the biggest love fail of the year. All right, so can we just eliminate Pip's attempt?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Joe, do you even want to argue?
Yeah. I feel that what this my woman went through, well, not my woman, the woman of my story.
Those listening might want to take notes.
Famous Freudian slip.
You wish. Now there's expectations, mister. You couldn't even screw them chafed, let alone ruin their back.
I put you in a cast. Get it? They were Indians.
Oh, I like that.
You know, we'll accept that.
We'll accept that. A little bit of a thinker joke.
We'll accept that.
You should have given us a little bit more to think about, but very good.
Thank you.
Yeah. I just say that this woman's abuse was repeated. This was one incident. Okay.
Well, because game over, Joe. Game over.
But this is a prolonged damage and prolonged
injuries.
No, this
is prolonged damage. The penis ain't growing back.
I understand, but basically it's one and done.
No, it's three and done. A penis and two balls.
Wait. So it's like it's not like a starfish? It doesn't come back?
This will not regenerate.
Darn.
But I still say that this woman is got damage, physical stress, you know, and I think, I think it is.
At least she got some sex in the act.
No.
Sure, that's good
talk. No.
Screw me ill.
You don't say to somebody that got raped, you know, at least you got some sex out of it. You don't say that.
You can if you're this show.
Yeah, I know. And then, unfortunately, we do. But
enjoy the gospel music. Anyway.
I hope church was good. Yeah, now there's this.
Sharpens her teeth. Sharp it for a week, just filing away. Chomp! Blood gushing everywhere. Sitting home. Yeah, I bit it. Smoking your drugs.
People are driving off the road right now.
Smoking your drugs, bragging to the cops. I bit it, and I'll bite yours too, I says. Because I'm a goer, a doer.
But what about this guy? I actually screwed a girl lame.
That's right.
That's a victory!
That's not a victory.
If I did that, and ladies, call in if I've been with you and done that.
If he wants to brag.
I most certainly would. I screwed her into traction. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Stop. You're nowhere.
No. I don't mean my story. I mean, but your story. Well, mine is so great that I... never mind.
Who is it, Pip?
Yours.
Thank you. What's the final results of the countdown, Pip?
Oh, you know what it is.
Just
three.
The stories.
Oh, okay. Number three, Devin won with the hatchet job.
Hatchet job!
Number two,
bad booty cool.
It was a tie between Joe's captive and Devin's snip nips. And
it just sounds fun.
Number one, Devin won with the big dick.
I like that. Isolate that. All right.
What?
All right. I'll do some plugs and get out of here.
Okay.
February 20th, I'll be in New York City at Dangerfield's Comedy Club. For tickets, call 212-593-1650. Thursday, February 23rd, Size Budding Productions presents a live comedy in Newburgh, New York at the River Grill. For tickets, 845-561-9444. Saturday, February 25th, I'll be in Croton Falls, New York at the Schoolhouse Theater. For tickets, 914-277-8477. Listen, go to davinsden.com. You're going to hear our own personal love fails. We're going to do that on the internet portion of the show. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, keep on listening.